Lord, we tell you we love you.
Amen.
Lord, open the heavens to us.
Amen.
Like our beings to be open to you.
Amen.
Lord, we tell you we love you.
Amen.
Like to love what's on your heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah for the vision of the church.
Amen.
Lord, unveil us.
Amen.
Thank you for all your speaking.
Amen.
Lord, we say, continue to speak to us.
Amen.
Lord, speak this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah for the vision of the church.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I feel like the Lord has been opening his heart.
Amen.
In a very definite way, over and over and over to us again.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we love you.
Amen.
How about the matter of the first fruits? The matter of the man-child? My heart is, Lord, grow in me.
Amen.
Lord, mature in me.
Amen.
Lord, strengthen me.
Amen.
That you could gain what you're after.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen? You know, this conference, we've been covering two main books in the Bible. The book of Ephesians and the book of Revelation. We'll get back to Ephesians, but beginning this morning with Zeke's message, we began covering the book of Revelation, unveiling what's on the Lord's heart.
Amen.
When we come to this message this morning, the title is The Church, the Lampstand.
Amen.
The Church,
Amen.
The Lampstand.
Amen.
I realize I have my work cut out for me, because yesterday, when we were saying all the things of the church, we missed out one of them, and that was the lampstand. But amen, Lord. More and more, my feeling is, Lord, may after this speaking, after our reading, our appreciation of the lampstand will go up.
Amen?
Okay. While we're in the book of Revelation, we see the lampstand. This is not the first time in the Bible that the lampstand is mentioned. Actually, most things in the book of Revelation are planted as seeds in other parts of the Bible. And Revelation really is a reaping of these seeds. Now the question is, when is the first time the lampstand is mentioned in the Bible? This is in the book of Exodus. God called out a people out of Egypt, spoke to them, and at the time, he's unveiling his building to them.
Amen.
That is the time he unveils the lampstand.
Amen.
So the lampstand is very much connected to the building of God.
Amen.
The book of Exodus. The Lord in this portion is now unveiling his heart. Remember, he wanted to dwell among his people. And he had a specific design in mind. Not just go build me a tent. Detail after detail after detail. The way it's constructed and its furnishings, God had a say. Because they are full of significance. So in a simple way, the lampstand, as we'll see, is designed by God himself.
Amen.
As a symbol to unveil something deep in his heart.
Amen.
Let's read the title all together. The Church, the Lampstand. One, all together. Let's read A together again. A together.
The lampstand for the building of the tabernacle.
Okay. Now I'll read you this portion where the lampstand is first unveiled in the Bible. Exodus 25:31. Please listen carefully. And you shall make a lampstand of pure gold. Pure gold. The lampstand with its base and its shaft shall be made of beaten work. Its cups, its calyxes, and its blossom buds shall be of one piece with it. I asked the brothers to maybe put up a diagram of this lampstand. When they get to it, we'll see it on the screen, if they have a way. So you see, this is the lampstand. And if you're listening carefully, you will realize there is an odd description of this object. Calyxes, blossom buds. These are things you ascribe to a living thing, a living plant. And if you look at that lampstand, you would have a sense, yes, it's a lampstand, but really, you could really look at it carefully. You'll see, it kind of looks like a tree. So we should realize in God's view, and keep that in mind, we'll get back to it. God's view of the lampstand has something to do, has much to do with life. Amen. And I'll just say it now. When the Lord came, it was declared, in him was life. And this life was the light of man. So there is a big relationship between life and light. Hallelujah for the life in our spirit. Amen. Okay. I'll read the other sections all together. Exodus 25:37, and you shall make its lamps seven and set up its lamps to give light to the area in front of it. The lampstand for the building of the temple and the lampstand for the recovered temple. So these are other parts in the Bible where the lampstand is also mentioned. Okay. Now I'll get into it here. So there are three main aspects of the lampstand. The first aspect is that it is made of pure gold. And I'll just say it now. Maybe I'll say it now. Really, the lampstand is just a figure and a type of the triune God himself. Amen. Hopefully this would impress you like it's been impressing me. God's building, the triune God. God's building, his design of the lampstand, just symbolizing the triune God himself. The first aspect is that it is made of pure gold. And this pure gold symbolizes the eternal, indestructible, divine nature of God. This is who our God is. Indestructible. Eternal. That's why, and I know there's no perfect type in the natural world to define who our God is. But gold is not bad. It's quite good. It's not bad at all. So pure gold. Pure gold. The nature of God. Particularly of our Father God. So I'll write it down. I'll just put it all there together, right? Let's make sure I get it right. Here it is. So that substance and the nature of the lampstand is gold. The second thing is that it's a stand. While it is gold, it's not just a lump of gold. It has a form. It has an embodiment. And that's the stand is the next thing. And of course, what is it? It's a lamp stand bearing light. And the third thing is the lamp. So with the gold, we have the substance. Signifying the Father. And we know that the Lord Jesus is the embodiment of God. So the stand is the embodiment of the gold. And of course, I think the third is quite self-evident. The Spirit is the expression. Okay, I just want to give you this picture. Gold, stand, and lamp.
Amen.
The triune God.
Amen.
So it's unveiled in Exodus, eventually in Zechariah,
Amen.
And then now we come to the book of Revelation. But if you're familiar with Revelation, you'll realize it's not one lampstand. It's seven.
Amen.
Seven golden lampstands. Listen to this. Revelation 1:12. And I turned to see the voice that spoke with me. This is John. And when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And later on, in 20, it says, the seven lampstands are the seven churches.
Amen.
So which is it? The triune God or the church? Yes! This symbol has a very deep thought. What is on the triune God's heart is that he would be reproduced
Amen.
In the church.
Amen.
So when we think of the church, we should realize this is not just, is this just the church? On God's heart,
Amen.
The church would be the embodiment
Amen.
And the expression
Amen.
Of the triune God.
Amen.
That's the church. Please don't forget this. The embodiment
Amen.
And the expression of the triune God himself.
Amen.
Okay. Hopefully you're getting some feeling. I just don't have the utterance I feel. You know, the revelation in the Bible is progressive. Over time, we got to see this point, that point. Hallelujah, justification by faith. We covered this actually last year, right? I think the stages of the church. The matter of the Spirit. The matter of the body, the church. But eventually, by the Lord's mercy, in this age we're in today, there's a term we use in the local churches, in the recovery. And that is the high peak of the divine revelation. This is kind of the crystal. If you just consider the whole Bible, what God has been doing throughout the ages, from eternity to eternity, we have the sense that this has been unveiled to us in the churches today.
Amen.
Hence, it is the high peak of the divine revelation.
Amen.
And that is God becoming man
Amen.
With a view, with a purpose, that he would make man God,
Amen.
Not in the Godhead. Not as an object of worship, but in life and nature to be his expression.
Amen.
To fulfill the desire in his heart.
Amen.
And that is what the lampstand signifies.
Amen.
God's heart,
Amen.
That he would be expressed in man.
Amen.
Particularly in the church.
Amen.
Hopefully you have this sense. I was telling the brothers, I was just floored. Wow. Wow. Now, you really have to come bring it down to our experience. Hopefully, this will uplift our view of the church. Big time. What is the church as the lampstand? Number one, pure gold.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I really enjoy this verse, and I'll share it with you. What is pure gold? The substance, but the divine nature? Listen to this wonderful verse. Through which he has granted to us precious and exceedingly great promises, which are in the Word. That through these, you might become what? Partakers of the divine nature. Do you realize, by God's mercy, we as human beings are able to partake of the divine nature?
Amen.
Actually, we've already done so in a little sense. Right now in your spirit, there is pure gold.
Amen.
The divine nature of God. But he's not done with us. He wants our whole being to be saturated, permeated with his divine nature. Not to be individuals. Because the lampstand, as his testimony, is a lampstand of what? Pure gold.
Amen.
But praise the Lord, we have a beginning in our spirit.
Amen.
An example we're fellowshipping, you know, of matter of gaining the gold. Actually, I reminded, you know, the one of the epistles in Revelation counsels us to buy gold. But another example we're talking about the other day was, you know, there's a time in this country where people were going out west. They were going for what?
Gold.
Okay, I wasn't so sure if y'all knew this, but very happy. Makes it much easier. And I was considering, I was fellowship with the brothers, in trying to search for gold, they would spend hours and days going through mounds of earth just to get a few ounces. Just mounds of earth. And they'll be so happy just to get a few ounces of gold. Because gold is so precious. Well, that should be our experience, our reality in the spiritual realm.
Amen.
Honestly, we have many earthly circumstances. Just this and that. Some just ordinary, some very difficult. Ordinary situations, just imagine all the earth. But in the midst of our ordinary earthly circumstances, hallelujah for our spirit.
Amen.
We can be those who buy gold.
Amen.
By just touching the Lord.
Amen.
Things are not going great. We just say, oh Lord. Lord Jesus, I love you. Things are not going so well right now, but I still love you.
Amen.
A few ounces of gold. You're frustrated. Your situation's not turning out how you wanted it to. But in the midst of that, oh Lord.
Amen.
In our room, oh Lord. Lord, I love you.
Amen.
A little bit of gold.
Amen.
Added to our being. Actually, another verse I appreciate, but actually, even this is more our situation where we make a stand for the Lord's testimony. Things will come our way. And I appreciate, in 2 Corinthians, this verse is just so precious to me. Paul had this view. He had affliction after affliction after affliction. Things were not going his way in some outwardly. But listen to this word in his view. For our momentary lightness of affliction works out for us more and more surpassingly an eternal weight of glory. You may realize your situation, affliction after affliction. But we have to remember, there's a person in our spirit.
Amen.
And we can contact him.
Amen.
And by contacting him, it's all worth it.
Amen.
Because we buy gold.
Amen.
Eternal weight of glory.
Amen.
I may not have time, but I'll mention this right now. I was so impressed studying or getting to matter of the New Jerusalem. Actually, don't have time to get into it, but this matter of the New Jerusalem also is a lampstand.
Amen.
Because the New Jerusalem is an eternal lampstand. Remember the brother mentioned? All these things end up, consummate as the New Jerusalem, including the lampstand. Including the lampstand. The New Jerusalem, pure gold. Has no need of sun nor moon for the light of the lamp. Lamb, right? It's the lamp. Shining. So you see the New Jerusalem. What do you see? Gold. Light. Bearing forth God as light. That is the eternal lampstand. So my sense then is, Lord, and that's the only thing that matters in the universe, eternally, is the gold we gain in this age. After I saw that a few years ago, my prayer just started, just for the next few weeks, Lord, today, more gold. I may accomplish this at school or this at work, but what matters eternally is the God that's wrought into our being. Not even for ourselves as individuals, but really for the Lord's testimony. So that goes to the next point. Right? So I'll skip. It's 2. The lampstand is a type of the church. We've covered the first one. The golden element, divine in nature. We read the verse, 2 Peter 1:4. We are partakers. Please underline that or circle that or highlight that. Keep that in your being. Partakers of the divine nature. And of course, there's a kind of a condition or correlate. It's escaping the corruption which is in the world. in the world by lust, actually. Okay, the next point is the gold is beaten to form the stand, the testimony of Jesus. Okay, so while were those in our experience gaining the gold? And again, the gold is not enough for the Lord's purpose to be accomplished. He needs the form. A corporate expression, remember that? Corporate expression. It's not enough that we enjoy and gain God as gold in our being. He needs for that to be a form. And there are two aspects of this. The first aspect is that this beating represents the Lord's suffering on the earth as a man. That was his life. To be able to bear the light. It was just a matter of life of suffering. And I don't want you to be too worried about this. This is just the Lord's living. And actually, whether we're believers or not, human life is full of suffering. But the suffering in our Christian life can count. It can count. It won't be in vain. Because this beating produces a form. But I was even more touched today. I was getting into this. This beating has much to do with the blending. Blending. The gold in me. The gold in the brother Mike. The gold in brother Zeke. Blend it together. Through the cross. By the Spirit. What does that mean? What does that mean? Well, it's actually quite simple. We live a corporate life in the church life. YP meetings, conferences, home meetings. We're together in school. What about taking the opportunity? Take a break from our just conversations. Just stopping to pray with one another. There was this charge this morning, pray reading. Amen. I know, brother, I am not the strongest brother. I'm not. I try to do things by myself. I start off, I don't know about you brothers, but it just tapers out after a while, just really quickly. I need the saints. Amen. We need the saints. Amen. And actually, the Lord needs us to be together. Amen. For the sake of the lampstand. Amen. So the point here is, we need to be those who learn, firstly, even humanly, to open to one another, so that there can be a blending, and blending in really a matter of spirit touching spirit. Amen. Because the cross is there. I remember I was in corporate living. I was quite new to the church, in the church life. And the brothers there, I don't know, the little sovereignty, they were so not like me. Actually, that's not so true. One was very much like me. In the way that we just have to be in the same room and we got on each other's nerves. I mean, he was just so much like me, and not in a good way, wanting to have the last say. And the Lord put us together. Very young in the Lord, very proud. And the Lord just put us together just like that. Going to the meetings, we ride together. I want the windows up, he wants the windows down. We loved each other, but man, butting heads over. I mean, this was just continuous. But the way we found our way through, he was the one, because I had the car. I was driving, and he would be next to me. He would just start reading a verse, reading the Bible. That was the only way we could make it through. Honestly, I remember this, like, you know what, Obi, I'm done. Let's read the Bible. But eventually, we started praying together. Amen. And we got blent. Amen. Even to this day, he's not meeting anymore, but my heart, he is so in my heart. Hopefully this should be our experience as in the church life. Not just kind of seeing the brothers and seeing the sisters, amen, you know, hanging out, but really learning to be blended with one another. Amen. By praying one with another. Amen. That we get into each other's heart. Because let's be honest, we're not all like each other. We don't all have natural affinity. The Lord just places us in the body. We don't a lot of times have control, the young people in our locality. I wish I was in that locality. Oh, those sisters are so cool. That's just the Lord's arrangement. Oh, Lord. Lord, blend me in. Right? Amen. Okay, I think that's probably enough of that. Matter of being beaten together has much to do with suffering, but also matters to do with, and you know, saints, when we take a stand to be the testimony of Jesus, things happen sometimes. It may not be so outward as things, you know, but even, why'd you come into this party? You go to a conference for what? The Bible? And it's just, you get excluded. People are talking, you walk up, they stop talking. It happens to me at work a lot. Actually, I count it as an honor sometimes because I know they're just talking about Phil. But I'm sure as a high schooler, as in college, it kind of could sting a little bit. At those times, that's the time to buy the gold. Amen. Just turn to the Lord. Amen. Or even call up someone and just pray. Just redeem. Anyway, I don't know. Amen. Okay, there's one last point I wanted to really touch. Actually, 2 points, but I'll see how far I get. It's the matter of the lamps. Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay. The seven lamps, as this is 2C, as the expression shining in the dark age with the seven spirits of God. Okay, this is a point where hopefully you may have heard of this, but maybe not. It's kind of confused a lot of believers. But it's very, very precious and sweet. In the book of Revelation, there is a title for the spirit that could be stumbling or could be confusing. And it's the seven spirits of God. What is that? Is the spirit one or seven? Well, what it refers to is, in essence, the spirit is one. But because of the degradation and the darkness in this age, in his function, especially in God's move, and hopefully I just had a sense, especially in God's move, he is sevenfold intensified. Maybe this is too much, but I just have a sense. With the darkness in this age today, our being here is a testimony of the sevenfold intensified spirit's operation. The world is just declining, almost like headlong decline into darkness and corruption. But in our spirit, there is a sevenfold intensified operation of God. Amen. Causing us to love the Lord. Amen. Causing us to be strengthened. Amen. You don't sense you probably don't sense the battle, but really there is. trying to pull us, distract us, drug us, make us indifferent. But how are we here? It's a miracle. It's the mercy of the Lord. But in reality, it's the operation of the sevenfold intensified spirit. So, on the other hand, we're here today. But even in the matter of the first fruits, the matter of the man-child, we may think, how is that going to happen? We have to always realize the spirit today has been intensified sevenfold. For the producing of overcomers. It's not about who you are. It's not about what you can do. But it's about the spirit in our spirit. And actually, this spirit, the number seven, is completion. I just love this. Completion in God's move. God's move. You know, but also, the seven spirits are the seven eyes of the Lamb. Seven eyes of the Lamb for searching, for burning, for transfusing. You know, saints, many things in my being, I just know, is our frustration to the Lord. We know it, brothers. I mean, we just know. There are things in our being, Lord, I love you. I love your testimony. I'm for your testimony. But Lord, my being, such a frustration to you. But I was so encouraged by the operation of the seven spirits, amen, the eyes of the Lamb. We are, number one, we are enlightened. Hallelujah, we're not in darkness. We could think, I'm okay. Hallelujah. By being in the church as the lampstand, we are enjoying this shining. Amen. And this shining enlightens us. Amen. Oh Lord, have a way in my being. But not just enlightening us, I am so happy. He is burning. Amen. Burning away all the negative things in our being. You know, this matter of Europe, there was so much indifference in my being. I didn't realize how much there was. Oh, the Lord's moved to Europe here. The Lord moved to Europe there. Year after year after year. My feeling, amen, Lord. It comes up in prayer, amen, Lord. But saints, this year, by the Lord's mercy, I got to be in Europe. And I experienced the burning. The burning away of any indifferent, most of the difference in my being. I realized, Lord, this doesn't matter. What is career? What is this? Lord, your move on the earth. Amen. Hopefully, the speaking yesterday impressed you. The Lord has a move today. Amen. He needs to enlighten. He needs to search our being. Amen. And he needs to burn away anything frustrating him. But this burning is also for motivation. It's like an engine. How are we able to respond to the Lord? I don't have the strength or the power. I can say, amen, Lord, I will do it. But after 2 hours, I'm done. That was just like an inspiration, you know, just like good feeling. But I tell you, you experience this burning. It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. The feeling in our being doesn't go away. I was sharing with the brothers, particularly about Germany. Before I went, a few brothers, older brothers, kind of invited me to a prayer time. Thank the Lord. Because my prayer life would not be as, you know, anyway. So we were praying, and these brothers are so faithful to bring up Germany over and over again. Actually, a small, short testimony. I actually went to these brothers, because I had something I wanted to open up. I wanted to pray about it. And the brother said, amen, let's pray for Germany. I was actually a little offended. But I learned a big lesson. There are times to put away our own personal feeling, our own personal interest, and just joining with the Lord. And I tell you, that time has been a blessing to my human life and a blessing to my Christian life. Because I just lay aside everything else. And we pray for the Lord's interest. And in particular, something happened. It happens sometimes in the prayer meeting. When we began to pray, Lord Frankfurt, Lord Stuttgart, Lord Berlin, Lord Dusseldorf. And then it happened. Lord, what about a church in Munich? It was like electricity. We almost were beside ourselves. We touched something on the Lord's heart. Lord, a church in Munich. Lord, won't you do this? There was this burning, motivating. Then I realized when I got there, a brother was sharing with me. I was in Berlin. He's from Munich, but he's meeting with a church in Berlin. It actually is not really a church. They're saints there, but not a church in Munich. He was like, you know what, Obi? Munich has a history where almost every dark thing in Germany begins from there. Number two is, it's the financial hub or capital of Germany. And hence, really, the financial hub and supporting all of Europe. I work for a global company. It has two main headquarters, one down the street, and the other one is, guess where? Munich. And not just that big company, many other companies have major cities. So you see, there's a dark situation there, historically. I don't know much about now, but historically. And there is finance, commerce there. Don't you have some feeling? Lord, what about an anti-testimony? Amen. What about a lampstand? Lord, in Munich. Amen. I had the privilege to be there when they were having a prayer meeting. I just sensed there was something on the Lord's heart here. Amen. Lord, a lampstand in Munich. Amen. Actually, I was sharing with the brothers. I was considering the Lord's view. I probably have to stop here, but when he looks down on the earth, we may see city after city, Tokyo with all the cool things there, London, Paris, Dallas, maybe not so interesting cities, Arlington. Wow. The Lord, what he really values in city after city is his testimony. What he really cares for. So what? They have the Eiffel Tower. Really, it's going to be burned up. So what? He has this or that. What is really precious and valuable to the Lord is his testimony in city after city. Amen. So it is not a small thing. Hopefully, your appreciation of the church where you are, it's not a small thing to be part of the Lord's testimony in your city. And even as you're considering college, I know the Lord leads us in different ways sometimes, but you should have the desire, Lord, I will be sent to a place where there is your testimony. Amen. Even, I would be a supply that it could shine brighter. Amen. You could add to the church. Amen. I don't know if you realize, I just had this sense, they put up this list. Two of the major universities that were put up yesterday, the two main ones, are in Munich. Okay, this is not a Munich fellowship, but anyway. But just wanted to give you something that's kind of, you realize, I had no feeling. Even naturally, I don't have much feeling for Germany, naturally. Give me almost any other country, Netherlands, France, Italy. But I feel there is something in the Lord's heart for his move today. And we just need to be those who are opening to his touching, his searching, his burning, his enlightening, that we could have the privilege of being part of his testimony today. Okay, the last point is this matter of Christ today is walking in the midst of the lampstand. I was just so touched. He takes on the title. These things says he. Who walks, this is Revelation 2:1, in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. Whenever you feel like, the Lord's not real to me. I don't know where the Lord is. Be in the meetings of the church. Be where the saints are gathering. Because he is the one who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. And what he's doing there, not just walking around, he is caring. Exercising oversight. How's the oil level? Oil. more Spirit, more Spirit, supplying without measure, adding the oil. You realize, oh, it's a little snuffier. I'll take it away. But what you really need is more oil. That's the privilege we have of being in the local churches today. Because this is what it is. So hopefully as we pray, you know, so you may hear this term, Lord, raise up a lampstand in this city. It's not just a phrase we use. This is the testimony, the expression of the triune God in this dark age. Lord Jesus, Lord, more gold. Amen. Amen.
One more point is not a small thing to be in the church. And how, like in each city, the only thing that really matters is the body. Like, it's not monuments or anything, it's the church.
So I really appreciated seeing again in this verse that the Lord has given to us himself, his divine nature. And actually, I appreciated the brother sharing that we don't have to be strong, you know, physically or outgoing or eloquent. But actually, we need to grow. And this growth happens by our touching the Lord. And I was sharing with a sister earlier that sometimes we have this concept when we come to the Word, like we're being exhorted to read the Bible, right? Read the Word. But the Word is God himself. Amen. So if we would have this realization that when we're coming to read the Bible, that we're actually coming to meet with a living person. We have 365 days to meet with our beloved. Amen. And as we meet with him, he gives himself to us. And then actually we get out of our mind and out of ourselves, and it doesn't feel so hard. And at the same time, the Lord is gaining what he's after.
I really enjoyed seeing how, sorry, I'm very sick. That's what the thing is. I enjoyed seeing that the triune God, the lampstand is the triune God. And in Revelation, it says that the churches are the lampstand. The churches are just the triune God. It's this expression. It's us. I really enjoyed that.
Triune God. And in Revelation, it's the church. Amen. And it says it clearly. It's not even for us to figure out. That lampstand is the church. And I appreciate that in this dark, dark age. I know people say, you know, nothing is new, you know. This age is very dark. I've seen the darkness grow in my lifetime. It's so dark, but the churches are full of light. Amen. And we need to stay in the church. It doesn't matter what the world tells you they have for you. They don't have anything for you. All you need is to stay in the church and enjoy the light and the life in the church.
Anything other than growth in life, and that it's just the natural process. The more we enjoy God and the Lord, we grow in life, and then we are built up. And in the reading in the ministry book, it said you can't be builded up unless you grow, because growth comes with the growth of the body comes with the growth of God. And so in order for us to be built up into the body, we have to grow individually as members.
I just enjoyed that it's not a small thing to be a part of the Lord's testimony in your city. I guess my personal experience is I'm going to be a freshman in college next month, and I'm moving from Arlington to Ann Arbor, Michigan. And I don't know if you know how big the church life is here compared to there, but it's really small up there. And at first I was just like, had this inner conflict for a long time, like, Lord, why are you sending me here? Like, I thought I wanted to go to a place with the big church life, but I just realized that no matter where you are, as long as there is a lampstand, that's still part of God's goal. So to everyone who's applying to college, I guess, just as long as you're with the church, that's where you need to be.
Partakers of the divine nature, amen. Having escaped the corruption which is in the world by lust.
I just really appreciated in the first message about the man-child and the first fruits. They might seem so far beyond our reach, but I really enjoy the practical points. How do we become the man-child and how do we become the first fruits? Well, practically, that just means we pray that the Lord would strengthen us into our inner man. We would pray, read the word, and that we would love the Lord.
Amen.
And I just remember when I was in high school, this matter of loving the Lord, it was so hard because I would come to the conferences, and I did love the Lord, and I really enjoy the conferences, but then I realized I loved a lot of other things, and it was so hard for me to not love other things, and I'm sure a lot of us have had the same experience. But I realized that the way it's done, it's not by trying very hard in ourselves to stop loving other things, but we simply just focus on the Lord. If we love the Lord draws us and attracts us, and eventually we don't love the other things so much. So we just need to focus and really spend our time and spend time with the Lord and learn to love the Lord.
I enjoy those short prayers about loving the Lord. Lord Jesus, we love you. Lord, don't let us go. Lord, keep our heart loving you.
Church, we will get the effect of the sevenfold intensified spirit to burn us. Amen. And to motivate us to love the Lord.
I just finished a training, and every night I would go to bed and I would tell the Lord, I'm not going to class tomorrow. And every morning he would wake up, and I'm like, why am I awake? I told the Lord that I wouldn't wake up in the morning and I wouldn't go to class. And the spirit is sevenfold intensified. And then we overcome by two things, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We just heard two awesome messages, right? What is our cooperation is to speak. This is how the body gets built up, right? Because the one thing we care for is life. I just realized I wanted to speak last night and I didn't speak because I had spoken in the morning. But anyways, I just have to cooperate with the Lord. The Lord, and then in the message, the brother said that when we talk about overcomers, we always count ourselves out. My third term, they talk about the overcomers on the ministry meeting, and every time I would sit there and I would say, Lord, forgive me. I'm not an overcomer. I'm not going to be an overcomer. Forgive me. And then I realized the Lord touched me one day. It is not your job to produce yourself as overcomer. It is my job. All you have to do is cooperate. Hallelujah for the body.
I enjoyed this point that says, in the midst of our earthly ordinary circumstances, we can touch the Lord. We find few ounces of gold each time, added to our being an ounce of gold every time we turn. So, I guess in the past semester, I started I had appointments with a full-timer on campus. I think it's like the second semester of my sophomore year. I'm in college, so we had to make appointments. So the first semester, the fall semester of my sophomore year, was kind of dead and stagnant because I never made a constant appointment time to meet with someone. But this past semester, my full-timer, I told her that we need to be consistent because I won't be consistent at all. And so this semester, every time, even if I was like dead from studying the night before or like I had a test the next hour, we made a consistent time to meet. And every time maybe I didn't have anything or I was kind of like off from not being in the Word all the time, but every time I read with her, it wasn't only me benefiting, but she benefited, and she had gold added to her too. So when she didn't have when I didn't have anything to give to her, she always gained something somehow, and I gained something to bring me on to the next week. So what we need to be is consistent in our daily living, and just always have a turn to the Lord, and we'll have gold added to us each time, even if we don't know. Like, and then also we'll be adding gold to each other.
I just enjoyed the point about the seven churches and how the seven golden lampstands, they represent the triune God, but they also represent the seven churches. And you think, you know, like, is it the triune God or is it the church? But the answer is yes, it's both, because he wants to be reproduced in the church. So we express him and we represent him. And yeah, amen.
I guess it was in the first message this morning. It was over the church and the man-child, the first fruits, and how we can overcome him by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
And by the word of our testimony.
Amen.
And by not loving our soul life. I think, you know, the third one obviously is usually the hardest, but I just enjoyed this verse, Matthew 16:25. For whoever wants to save his soul life shall lose it. But whoever loses his soul life for my sake shall save it. We need to be those for the Lord.
Amen.
We need to be single for the Lord.
Amen.
So then he can be satisfied.
Amen.
Love you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, I love you. Now, let's declare, Lord Jesus, sorry. Let's declare, Lord Jesus, I love the church. Lord Jesus, I love the church. You know what I enjoyed from this morning? I enjoyed the woman. And usually my thought is more the man-child. Wow, it's good to be part of the woman. Don't live your life in terror. I don't know if I'm going to make it. You know, I think third or fourth year of serving full-time, another full-timer said to me, we were walking across the street to U of H. He said, Matt, do you think you're going to be an overcomer? I said, no. Do you, Martin? I said, no. I said, well, but we're still going to go across the street and meet with these dear college age, right? I said, yeah. Okay. No difference. Just be in the church life. Be in the woman. Be part of the woman.
Amen.
Share with you a verse. This is 1 Corinthians 3:12. But if anyone builds upon the foundation is Jesus Christ. If anyone builds upon the foundation, gold, silver, precious stones. That's the triune God. That's the triune God. You know? Job 22:25 says, the Almighty will be to you gold nuggets. The Almighty will be your gold nuggets. It's either 25 or 26. Job 22:25 or 26, one of those two. God will be gold to you. So we're just doing like what the brother said, and you're sifting through mounds of dirt every day. Every time you go to school, you're sifting through dirt. When you wake up, when you go to your part-time job, when you're with your family, you're just sifting through dirt. And you're looking for the opportunity to have a very small gold nugget added to your being.
Amen.
Just be part of the woman, saints.
Amen.
Don't ever leave the church. Okay? You know, one more thing. I serve full-time on the campus. And so I look out at you, and my mouth waters. And like, here come the ones like Sarah Lee to my school, to be with us, to really be with us. And so I have wrong expectations, and please forgive me. But you can be like that. There are different ways, right, Ben? There are different ways of coming to college. And I just want to plant a little bit in your being. Our sister mentioned appointments. Don't be scared about that term. Just call it whatever you like. I meet coffee with a dear sister, and we do this once a week and reread the word. Whatever you want to call it, but please have some view in your mind that when you go to school, there will be serving ones there. And your thought should be of us that we are your slaves. This is my slave. I need to ride somewhere. Please come pick me up at 5 o'clock. Amen, brother. I'm okay. You know, how did you get my cell number? No. The full-timers, really, in our mind, we are your slaves. Please think of us that way now, so that when you go to college, your view will be when you show up at UTA or Texas A&M or University of Munich, which I think is ranked 57 out of 200 schools worldwide. When you come to school, please take advantage of your slaves. I need someone to help me have morning revival. I tried every high school conference for 4 years. I did it for 2 weeks after the conference. Please help me. I open to you. Brother Matt, help me. Can you have morning revival with me for 15 minutes every Monday this semester? And I'll do it. Everybody will do it. Everybody will do it. So I hope, like that sister shared, just when you come to school, there are resources for you. There are resources for you. When Zeke and I were in school, there weren't that kind of options as much. There were at UT, but just go to your place, to Ann Arbor or wherever, and take advantage of your slave and stay in the woman.